morning, everyone. I'm Kristen Godfrey-Walters, and I'm our Community Care Coordination Manager at HCMC.
And I am Melissa Caulfield. I am one of the Community Health Workers for HCMC.
Sorry, another technical difficulty here.
I was in a PDF, so I should just scroll down.
Should be presentation mode.
All right.
Okay, we're good. All right, and so before we get started, I'll just say I have no financial relationships or conflict of interest to disclose.
And I also have no personal relationships or conflicts of interest.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about the integration of community health workers at Hennepin County Medical Center, which is one of the first healthcare systems in Minnesota to integrate the community health worker role into healthcare teams, and is now one of the largest employers of community health workers in Minnesota. We will share some lessons learned for a rapid expansion and sustainability of our program, integration of community health workers both in the clinic and the community setting, as well as strategies for addressing social determinants of health. So I'll start by just giving a brief background of Hennepin County Medical Center, or HCMC. HCMC is Minnesota's largest safety net hospital and has an integrated system of primary care and specialty care clinics. In 2010, we embarked on the journey of achieving healthcare home certification, which is also known as medical home certification throughout the rest of the country, and have 14 certified clinics in which our community health workers work in. As far as the population we serve, we do have a diverse population, both by race, ethnicity, and language, and the majority of the patients that we serve are on public programs or are uninsured.
For our staff members, we currently have 24 community health workers, 18 are in our clinics, 4 are in the community at different homeless shelters, healthcare for the homeless clinics, and also Metropolitan Health Plan Insurance Office. We also have 2 additional in the emergency department, which is brand new this year, as far as having them in that department. All of our community health workers speak about 5 different languages. They also have 6 countries of origin. Our community health worker staff work with patients to coordinate their health care both at HCMC and out-of-network provider hospitals and systems. We also help them navigate community resources, community systems, provide education, and different outreach services to them. At HCMC, we believe in the patient-centered care approach. Every patient has access to a community health worker, a social worker, and or an RN clinical coordinator. All of us work closely with other team members to ensure that the patient has access to all of their care needs. We work closely with primary care medical providers, specialty providers, behavioral health, other services such as PharmD, even referral coordinators.
So in 2010, HCMC embarked on our journey to obtain medical home certification, and this was really the impetus for integrating community health workers into our system. We've had a journey of rapid expansion from 4 community health workers in 2011 to 25 community health workers today in 2014. And we're going to share today a little bit about our successes and barriers and lessons learned in that rapid expansion. Some of the key success factors in developing our program was really the planning and infrastructure for the foundation of our program. It all started with a number of champions on a number of fronts at our organization, including in the foundation arm of our organization, where the initial grant funding that included community health workers was developed. So we all started with a number of grants to include community health workers in the medical home model, in our clinics, as well as out in the community. So initially we had a program manager, a data analyst, and 4 community health workers that were grant funded. And the project manager laid out a systematic project plan and governance structure and really engaged champions across our organization. So not only physician champions, but champions in IT and finance, social work and nursing. So our job description was really developed hand in hand with the directors of nursing and social work. And data and technology was also a key piece. So really working closely with our IT department as well as our analytics department to be able to measure the outcomes of our program as well as to see our progress and how we're doing. Another key success factor is our model for hiring and supervision. So really finding the right people with the right skills and providing them with adequate training and ongoing support. So in Minnesota, we do have a certification program, an academic credit program that our community health workers do complete within 18 months of hire at HCMC. We also have our own 6-week orientation and training program for really the on-the-job skills and ongoing supervision, so multiple levels of supervision and training for community health workers. So we have a centralized community health worker program as well as on-site management at the clinics and a public health nurse that supervises our community health workers out in the community. So I think really having that support structure for community health workers in their role has been a success factor. So outcomes and metrics. This is also key to the sustainability of our program. So we've been able to show some great outcomes. A 2012 analysis of patients that were enrolled in care coordination or working with a community health worker showed a decrease in inpatient rates, emergency department visits, and a reduction in total cost of care. So 41% reduction of total cost of care of those patients working with a community health worker. And also an increase of primary care visits as well. So really having these outcomes has helped us to sustain our program. So just to talk briefly about the barriers of our program, or actually the rapid expansion of our program, is one of the biggest barriers is really change management. So as health reform is growing and as we were integrating a new role into the healthcare setting, the community health worker role, there's a lot of change management. So just developing the role, and it changes as we roll it out. Providers throughout the system may not be familiar with the community health worker role, and it can be difficult for the community health workers themselves to know their role and learn the tools in an ever-changing system. Another barrier has been billing and reimbursement, which as we know is an important piece of sustaining a program, and so I think we've spent more time and resources in trying to get the billing infrastructure and reimbursement mechanism set up than we have actually brought into our organization. But it is really an important piece for sustainability. So it has been a barrier. We've been working on billing for 4 years. But in Minnesota, we do have, both through our healthcare home program, a per member per month reimbursement mechanism through the state, which has helped sustain our program, as well as a fee-for-service for community health worker services. So definitely a challenge, but I'd say worth the while. So sustainability has primarily come through ability to show our outcomes. Again, the financing mechanism, and really having the infrastructure in place of having standard processes, training, and orientation for our community health workers. Our program has primarily grown through innovation, population health approaches, and funding, as well as collaboration. In the future, for growth and sustainability, really as we're looking to sustain and grow our program, it's continue to work in the population health setting, so working with different ACO models to fund the work of our community health workers, to reach into new settings from the healthcare perspective out into the community. So again, having these community health workers out in the community trying to bring patients back into the clinic, and really collaborating with other roles such as nurses and social workers, community paramedics, and other emerging professionals.
for Hennepin County Medical Center as a safety net hospital. One of the greatest lessons learned as far as using a community health worker is connecting with the patients to address all of the different social factors that are affecting their health care. As a team, we created the Lifestyle Overview. It's a screening tool that helps us understand what are the high-risk need areas for the patient. Is it housing? Is it medication management? Is it lack of transportation, lack of a telephone? When we use this tool, the patient is able to answer the questions and give us more insight into what is the barrier for their care. If they have nowhere to sleep at night and we're asking them about medications, that's where we have a lack of communication. It also helps us determine what services does the patient need. If housing is a need, who can we connect them with? What social services should we be communicating with? Also, creating a care plan. If the patient has a high motivation to find housing or change some of the barriers that they're addressing, we can create a patient-centered goal based on that, and then we can start focusing on other health outcomes. We also use this to create new programs and services to offer through Hennepin County Medical Center and our different community collaborations. It also assists us with meeting the patient at the clinic, in their home, in the community, and anywhere that they are at that they really need us.
So, as we've talked about, community health workers really do play an integral role in health reform, and that's what we found in Minnesota just through integrating community health workers into our clinics, which again was a newer role. And really the community health workers themselves, so Melissa, in her clinic, really championing strategies from the ground up. So really working with the providers in her clinic on quality measures, on patient satisfaction, on reducing utilization, and really demonstrating the value of care coordination teams and the community health worker role itself. So Melissa and our other community health workers have really been the key part in this change.
It's also been very beneficial as a community health worker to meet with the patients, build the relationship with them, and also facilitate building relationship with their providers. It assists us to bridge the gaps in care that maybe are obvious but aren't obvious either because we haven't really had that conversation with them yet. Usually they come in and it's so medically focused. Having a community health worker that meets with them and has a conversation about their life, how is your day going, we can really learn a lot and piece it all together as a team with the patient involved.
All right, that's all the time we have. Are we doing questions now?
We'll do questions at the end.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Kristen and Melissa.